So, hello Emma.
Hello.
Thank you that you are coming for the interview.
Thank you very much for
Yes,
inviting me.
we are at La Gomera, at the Canarian Islands, and you work as a yoga teacher here.
Yes, sure.
What means yoga and to be a yoga teacher for you? Is like a normal profession or?
No, for me, yoga at the beginning it started like a hobby in my life, because I have some problems, like I feel stress in my life, and I am coming from a big city, from Madrid, so I don't feel like I have my own space there, and I was a little lost and like personal problems. So I started doing like something help me. But later there was a moment that I decided why not help to another people in the path of the healing or find the same things that I find in my life. You know, the kind of be more quiet, learning how to breathe in and see the life in different way. So this is why for me, it's have any kind of meaning. I can choose. I said before, I working in computer, like in a big company. So, but I decided to move in this line because I want to help people. So, it's very important for me, this job. I'm very happy.
You say you see life in a different way. In what kind of different way?
First of all, I think now I appreciate more each moment, you know. I say every time thank you to the universe for everything that I have now. Maybe before I didn't know be so conscious about that, like things are coming to my life and this is what I have. And now I have the feeling that I choose more I want. I choose more what kind of people I want to have stay, or what kind of food I want to eat, or what kind of book, movie, whatever. So and for each time, for each small detail and thing, I give thank you to the universe, God, or whatever how you feel it. So I really feel that the life is a present, you know.
And you have the feeling life is more flowing,
Yeah,
or?
I have that feeling because, for instance, still I don't know, you know, I don't know where my life is going on. I don't have like my job is going to finish here in La Gomera, so I'm going to continue maybe in Gran Canaria because it's where I live in. But step by step, I'm doing a path, and this path is takes me next step, and I taking the step like following my heart, but not from the passion, not from the loving. If not, like I listen and I be quiet. Maybe sometimes I do meditation, and I say, okay, I think this is the path. So now I'm like more conscious that I don't have mistakes, and even though it looks a mistake, I think it's something for learning, really. So yes, and when I was speaking about flowing, also the kind of people who are next to my life, I think, or situation, even though we are in the same level of vibration, so really I feel quite connecting with the life, you know.
What is the result if people do yoga? How do they change? What did you see?
There are different perspective, okay, but we say if they are doing yoga for a long period, no 1 or 2 classes, because this is not enough. You needed at least 1 year to obtain the benefit that put it in your life, no? Okay, in 1 session, 2, you can feel it stretching, you can feel it more physical changes in your body, or like much better, feel much better. But if you do it like a 1 year, more or less constantly, or 2 seasons each in the week at least, I think where I feel it and how I saw to the people also is they're changing his life in the way, like I said before, for me, they started to be more conscious. They creating different kind of relations. They changing the way of thinking, also to be more present in each moment, you know? Also, maybe it could be like they are more grateful that you have in each moment, and you don't craving when you want it in the future. Maybe you want something but in the future, but this does not make you feel unhappy. So now I think the people follow the path of the yoga, and really they understand not only the asanas, the posture and all that thing, so it's more than that. You feel it that your life has any kind of meaning, and you really do whatever you need it and whatever you want it. So yes, for sure. So this is I feel it in myself. So
what about stress? Also, a lot of people, they have the feeling, yeah, a lot of things in their lives, their profession or whatever creates stress. Is there any reduce of stress, or people have different way then to handle this stress situation? Yeah.
So the yoga also is working in the energetic point of view, you know, where we're speaking about the chakras and all the kundalini energy. So when you doing all these asanas or posture, and also the pranayamas and that, they help you to also know only for this physical perspective, but for the emotional perspective. So in that moment, there's starting some changing inside of yourself, no? When you are, because every day on the normal life, people are running, stress, go there, the job to the house, taking the kids, do a lot of things. So I never, they don't have only like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 1 hour to themselves, like sitting. Don't do anything. Leave out the mobile, the TV, the children, and I'm breathing. Only breathing. Stay with them. So, but the people, maybe sometimes they don't have time. They don't want it. They don't know. Or they are scared. Some people I know, they are scared to be with themselves, to listen themselves. So I think the yoga, the part of the yoga helps you to do that, to be more like in the background and observe more like the life, like a, sometimes like a from behind, like if you are in a stand in the show and you are behind of the curtains, you know, and you see your life there, but you say, okay, I'm here and I can know how I can protect myself if I need it. I have the tools how to do that, you know. So I'm using that tools. Sometimes I'm feeling maybe stress or in danger or whatever, and it was working for me.
Is yoga good for everybody, or does it need a special condition of the body?
No, everybody could do yoga. Only you needed to know, force yourself, you know, in the different asanas. The most important is that you listen your body when you are practicing yoga. When you are practicing, we saw asanas, because asanas is the physical part, but you have also the another part of the philosophy part, and there are different steps. So, but the asanas, that's a class of yoga, everybody could do, but there are so many different styles. So also, if you are with some kind of problems, you should ask to your teacher, and she or he can give you advice if there is that yoga is recommended for you, or maybe another yoga. Okay, there are yoga that are more strong, so maybe say you require like a very well physical prepare, but there are another yogas that are more like soft and meditation, and that could be for everyone. So it's for everyone, but you need to know how is your condition and which is should be the best for you. So for that, the yoga teacher should be recommending if this class is fine, or maybe they can recommend to another teacher.
I think often you give lessons to people who come as tourists here to have their holiday, and they do yoga for a special reason when they try it in their holiday time.
You say when they try it for one day or two.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know. Sometimes I think they are boring. And another times, maybe they are curious, or they listen, they help to the body for stretching and from breathing. But I believe really that when you are not have a quiet acknowledgement, people are a little lost, you know, a little lost in the, they don't know exactly what is yoga, you know. The most of the people, they think only yoga is going to the class and do twisting from one side to the other, bending. But I tried to explain in my classes that yoga is more than that, you know. Yoga is thinking about other people, help to the other people, sharing, you know, because this is the philosophy of yoga. For me, yoga is a kind of philosophy, really. It's like it's not a religion, but it's the way that you think in how you are project your life, you know. And yeah, I think people are a little lost sometimes for that. But for that also, maybe in some studios, they don't explain very well what is yoga, let's say. Because they only go, people go there, put them up, and they do the exercise, we can say, and later they come back at home. Okay, for that, for sure, there's some kind of easy going, or your body is going to be much better. But for the other hand, there are more than that. And if the teacher don't explain that, people maybe are doing 1 year yoga, and they say that it's the same, that the fitness, and it's not the same, you know. Now in the hotel, we are in, it's not like I am the same of the fitness, but I am in that line, but it's totally different. And sometimes I saw somebody who teaching, I don't know, Pilates, a step, or another thing, and also teaching yoga. And I think, okay, everything could teach you whatever, but I think you need to, if you want to be professional and you want to have really a career, like, and everybody wants a professional career, you need to focus on that and study of that. And the yoga path, I think, is a long path. Still, I started teaching 2 years ago, but before I started in practice yoga, almost more than 10 years, I needed to, and I think sometimes that I almost in the beginning, you know, because I'm learning something, I say, wow, I need to learn in that way, and I don't know that, I need to subscribe. And also, when you're teaching, you're learning in another way. One thing is to be like a student, and it's all the difference to be a teacher, so different things. You're learning from the students also.
Is it also part of the philosophy of yoga that we are not separated, that life is all connected, or we think we are different persons and different human beings, and we are on the outside, but inside we are all one. It's my meaning, my experience. And is this also part of yoga?
Yoga means union. So when we say union, union between all of us, it's not only human people, that they say also like animals, nature, so everybody, we are connecting, you know. So sometimes it's strange when you have that feeling, because people could be like, this is a part of me. Sometimes people saw you a part of you in front of yourself. Like maybe I can be like him, like when I was older, or you can see some kind of bad behavior and say, okay, he saw me something from myself also, you know. So you have the feeling of that, and also you are more respect to everybody, you know, to the and also to even though for the animals, plants. So you really, one of the things for me is like I'm trying out, I never like to hurt anyone. But now, even though I'm more respectful than that, I say, if I speak in, I try to be more balanced in the way that I'm speaking. Or if I do things, I know I'm eating or I have some action in the outside, in the nature, I try that to my path is not leave any kind of a step, you know what I mean? Or if they leave, at least in a good way, you know? So yes, for sure, I feel in that connection, and sometimes I feel in stronger and another soft. But and when I teach in yoga, sometimes I can feel in more strong with the people when we are doing maybe the final part of the class with pranayama, with mantras and all that. It should be more strong. But yes, yeah.
You said before that yoga has an effect when you do it, practice is maybe for a longer time, but I can say I did a session, a class with you, mm-hmm. and I recognized afterwards my thinking was a little bit slower. There was more thoughts were coming, but in between there was more
space.
Yeah, it's more space, and I enjoyed this very much. So I had the effect immediately, not only after 1 year. Yeah. So this is also possible.
Yeah, oh, for sure. This is. I think everybody who go to a yoga class at the end of the class, when we are doing the meditation or to relax, some of them they almost sleeping there. So sometimes I say, okay, now you turning to the right or moving your hands and feet, and they're still like that. They say, they don't listen to me. and I have to say again. So I saw how the people go into the class and how they go out from that class. So it's totally sometimes, even though the faces are changing and things like that, but okay, so in the short term, for sure, working in that, you know, and maybe you come back at home and you are relaxing, but later your children are coming and 1 hour later you lose everything. What I say the other part is in a long term, like 1 year or something like that, you can continue with that feeling longer and you can include it in your life. Okay, so in the short term, okay, you go to the class, you're feeling good, and you go out from here, and it's fine. But later is something strong coming. Maybe you are reacting like in a strong way also. But when you practice yoga a long time, something strong coming, even though your behavior is changing also. I see now with another perspective the things in my life. Maybe, okay, because I am also much more mature, but it's because I think the yoga helped me in that way, you know, even though with my personal relationships and everything, yeah.
Is there a time of the day when it's most best to do yoga, like in the morning when the body is open and fresh, or it doesn't matter?
I think for me the most important is in the morning. The most I will recommend do it in the morning. Why? First of all, because you only get up. And where is my personal practice in Gran Canaria, when I continue learning with my teacher there, I get up in the morning, and even though I didn't have any breakfast, maybe one day some fruits or a tea, but I go into the class directly. And I do in my personal practice like 1 hour and a half or something like that. Sometimes even though I start in dark, and the light is coming, so the sun rising is coming, and I see that my thoughts, I don't have so many thoughts flowing and go up, so it's more easy to go in the practice, you know, because the idea when you go in the practice, you practice during 1 hour and a half. 1 hour is for we say the asanas, the physical part, and the 30 last minutes, it's for more pranayama, meditation, relax. So the first hour prepare to you for going to the final part. But of course, if you're using in the rest of the day, it's fine. I say you're using, sometimes when I didn't have time, I went to my yoga class before in the afternoons. and help me also to relax and sleeping better, you know. But when you start early in the morning, you start in the morning and your day in different way. So the only is like we are quite lazy sometimes to wake up, but at the end if you put it like a habit, you put it like a habit, is something easy going, yeah. And really I think sometimes that I can practice for a while, I feel, I need it. My body asks me, you know, my body or my mind or everything, my soul asks me, okay, you should like stretching, you should meditation, you should breathing.
When you did the classes here in the hotel, I saw there are coming more women to be part of it. But yoga is not specially for women, it's for everybody. It's the same effect on men also, yes?
Yeah. Okay, now it is my personal perspective. I want to say that, well, everything from the interview is my personal perspective. So, what I'm thinking is several reasons. Men, maybe sometimes they are not so flexible in the most of the cases. So what happened is like we are working a lot of the flexibility, but also strength and other stuff. So when they saw they are not so flexible, it's like they give up. Or they say, oh, I can do this, I can move. They saw the women next to them and say, And then maybe the ego, this is one I think, the ego is working, is why I can do that. I prefer another thing more easy going, you know? And this is one of the things. But for the other part, if I saw the big gurus, all of them they are men. And you're thinking in yoga, the gurus all of them are men. And, me, and my teacher in Gran Canaria, for me, is my master. He's so a man also. So really, I think the men could do that. But it's like, you know, the gurus, we speak in gurus in India, the most of them. So nowadays, in step by step, little by little, they are changing, you know. And in my yoga, not the yoga that I'm teaching, but in Ashtanga, there is another style. In my yoga class, there are a lot of men. They're more physical. But maybe for men, they think, you know, all that for breathing, for relaxation, is more for women. So I think this is something that the men, they should be open his minds for the yoga, because maybe they thought also some of them they are not so macho strong with the practice yoga, but slowly for sure I start to see how more and more men are starting, and sometimes they go with the wife and they say, oh, okay, it's not so bad, and they try to repeat. But maybe the next generation are doing more and more. I hope, not for my job, but I think it should be the way for open the conscience, no? We want to do a different world. This is one of the things. And regarding that, for instance, now there is also a teaching yoga for children from time to time. And also that's for the children. More or less, I can say they are the same number for boys and for girls. So, but because the parents are more concerned. So, and they also maybe the children they are losing their roles. You know, men or boys have to play with cars and football, and the girls have only to be princess and things like that. So it's like a more find a way how you are feeling happy. Whatever you're doing, you know. So I think the men also, but you are more less connection, I think, with yourself. Maybe sometimes you are more lost.
In yoga, you do practicing asana, and you have this
asanas
in a special way. You have to move your body.
Yeah.
How do you think about catharsis? Catharsis, you understand?
Catharsis.
Yes, that the body wants to express its in some way you don't know before, in some wild way maybe. Is it not also necessary for the body sometimes to express it, not in a...
Not in like a physical posture, so it's not yes. like more free.
Yes.
Yes, sure. Dancing, no? This is dancing, no? This is... Yeah, sure. I think the... Yeah, the things from the yoga is changing, I say, because the yoga maybe in one part is like more... coming from India, and in India it's more like all the time the Indian people are more strong, you know, they are more rigid or straight in their thoughts, but nowadays, okay, that yoga coming from a long years ago, no? So now the yoga is changing and to be more flexible. So you're starting to see how our different movement also going to include inside the yoga. But for sure, if you are a teacher, you have to teach in some kind of stretching for one part of your body or even for your organs. And, but yes, yes, I believe in that. Yeah.
Because some years ago, I heard some Indian wise man, and he yeah. said dancing is a very good yoga for yeah. women especially, no?
Yeah.
because
yeah,
they
yeah.
have in the past they needed a lot of energy to have children, and now it's not so much necessary because yeah. we are already so many people, so the energy must go in another way, so dancing is a good way to express energy. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's everything that connects you with yourself and makes you feel free, it's a part of yoga, you know. Yoga is everything. Yoga is union, yoga. So the asana, the physical work, makes up sometimes put away all the problems, and you are super focused there in obtaining this position or that posture. And this is why your brain stops thinking and other things. This is why later they come in all the relaxation that you have. You know? But for sure, if you are free, sometimes I say to the people, but I go to the gym and I running and I don't think about anything. I say, okay, this is a part of your meditation. For you, this is working.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, I think a part of that you're feeling much better. The other thing is like you're feeling much better in that way. Sorry, I lost it. So for one part, okay, with the yoga you feel much better, no? But and with the sport you're feeling much better, but it's more than that, you know. It's more than freedom. What I say is like in yoga you have the philosophy, you have books with we can say some kind of thinking, some kind of rules, but there are rules like okay, don't be conscious about your body, or speaking about the fears, or speaking about, so it's nothing that really you have and yogi I have to do all that like this, but it's something like quite be normal, no? You know, something like okay, if you listen yourself, it's have fun to do that for having a meaningful life, I can say.
You sometimes enjoy dancing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was a very good dancing before. Yeah, well, a very good. I enjoy dancing, yes, a lot. Maybe tomorrow I will dancing.
You mentioned also the food, what people eat, and what is, to your opinion, healthy food?
Okay, still I am learning a lot of that, you know, so... Maybe if you will do me the interview 1 year later or 1 month later, some changes, there will be some changes. Not all of them, but some changes in the interview. So about the food, what it was my experience is like, I think you have to be balanced in your life. the extremes are no good anyway, you know. So I think if you are a good super yoga teacher, but you are not quite human next to the people, and maybe you are in the upper level of elevation or whatever, you know, but you have to be close to the people, because the people, they know somebody, okay, they know the acknowledgement, but I can speak with that person, you know. Because if I a teacher, it's because I want to help the people to obtain more, whatever they need, each one. So the thing is, like, for the food, for sure I say, okay, we're speaking not about no suffering. When we say no suffering, the animal suffering. Okay. So and I can understand the yogi philosophy is very near from to be vegetarian. But in my case, I don't know. I eat less meat and fish, but still I need it. Oh, at least my organs and my body ask me that, you know. So I don't feel it like I am a worse teacher than at the other for that. But the only for sure that I tried it to eat in less meat and less fish, and to be much conscious about that. So if I eat in fish or meat, I say, okay, thank you for this cow or this chicken, how was that for me? And so that makes me feel more concerned, you know. So now sometimes I saw people who are eating a lot of food, whatever, and even though it's not only that, you know, if I eat in what really my body needed, no more, you know. Because it's not necessary, but it's not all in the food. It's like I don't go into using three cousins if I only needed one. You know? Yeah. So I only need it when I need it. I don't go into ask anything more from the earth. You know? Because the earth gives us so many, so we have to give to the earth things, not only taking like they own us. So with the animals happen the same. You know? So I believe really... We should try to eat less meat and fish, or people who can eating nothing is fine, as soon as the body is fine and the nutritional parameters are fine. But if not, try to eat in animals that are growing in a good condition, no? They are happy, they are not inside of places, they don't have light, they can move in. You know, this is quite sad to when you're reading about that and you are...
And I think, of course, you like fresh fruit. We are at the Canarian Islands. Here are a lot of nice, good fruits like papaya, mango.
Yeah, I like it. About this, this is one of the things that also I really like it for living here. When before I was living in Lanzarote and later now in Gran Canaria, now I'm moving from here. But I have the opportunity to meet agriculture people who are directly working on the land. So I sometimes bought directly to them. And in Gran Canaria also I find places where I can buy directly to them. So for me it's important also, I say, okay, and I'm even though sometimes could be a little more expensive, a little bit, but you know, my values also are changing. I prefer maybe spend money in buy healthy food, or even though food that are coming from directly from the agriculture, and I know who was very well grown, that food is coming from I don't know where, you know. So, and also it's because I think the most important that we have is our body. Our body, our mind, our soul, you know. So if I wanted that this body stay in this life long time ago, I have to take care of myself. So and this is what I'm thinking. So about that, also I watching a movie. It's called Cow Conspiration. And speaking about all the things, and there was another movie that I can't remember now, but yes, it was like they say that we have a problem of values, you know, nowadays. So the people are more, they think it's more important having a TV plasma from 34 inches or a super great car like BMW or something like Ferrari, whatever. But they are not important about what kind of food they are eating, you know. And at the end, you can have that the best car around the world, but if you are eating something that is super bad for your health, this machine is broken, and what is broken, really broken, there is nothing more that you can do. So I think all these changes takes time, and because the society don't show us thinking in that way. The society thinking is in the way, buy a good car, you are the best at the other, have a beautiful house, you know. And this is where you are successful for the society. But I changed my values. Maybe yoga helped me also in that, and I feel much more fine. For me, having a picture for myself in the middle of the mountain, this is the happiness, you know. More than having okay, if I can have, I don't say no, but it's really, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Can you give a general advice to be happy by side of doing yoga classes? What is your advice to people to be more happy, to be more alive?
One of the things that I asked to the universe about this was in 2014 when I was in Thailand. I did my yoga training in Bali in 2014, but at the end of the year, in Christmas, I was in Thailand. I went out in the, it was the 31 of December, so I was out with my motor and in the middle of a very beautiful beach, and I started to do like a meditation there. And I have like my things, like my tablet, mobile in a bag next to me. And I was in that rocks, do meditation. And I asked to the universe that I would like to have a very easy life and simple life. Like reducing a lot of things, even though people that I don't need it, like easy and simple life. That's not means that I don't want working, or I like to do things, but I say, sometimes we are complicated with a lot of things from the outside that we really don't need it. So I want, as to the universe, they give me the clarity to choose the easy, and the correct and simple life. So what happened in that moment is like, I was like a while thinking about that. And my bags were down on the sea, so everything was really, we can say everything was really wet. My tablet, my mobile, my camera. So maybe in 5 minutes I lost everything, and I said, okay. Well, that moment later was a little more. Oh my God. But in that moment, later I was laughing about that. I say, okay, this is the universe. If you want something simpler than life, all that technology that you have in that moment, you don't need it to be in contact with somebody. So I think, yes, my recommendation is to be happy, is have a simpler life, be connecting with every people that you meet and everything that happens in your life. Follow what your hair is saying, listen to you, and with that I think you will find the correct way.
You mentioned meditation. What does meditation mean for you?
Well, meditation is still, I did it on and off, you know, from the meditation. So I tried to do once like 21 days of meditation, but maybe at the 15th day I gave up a little state. I still am not very continuous with the meditation, but I really did it like a long meditation in the. For instance, when I was in Cambodia, I did a long meditation from 10 days in silence. It's called Vipassana, and well, this was quite extreme, but that meditation makes me also feeling that we have sometimes so many things outside that put some pressure in ourselves that we really don't need it, you know. So when you're starting to meditate it, and after the meditation, you feel things in different ways and more clarity. So sometimes I feel that I need to meditate, but maybe I don't do because sometimes, you know, you are lazy, you are... I think that most of people we know what is good for us and what is not. But it's something there that is still, maybe it's an attachment to something. You have attachment to the bad habits or lazy or whatever, and you don't do it. But yeah. And for meditation, well, there are a lot of different styles of meditation. So what I used to try to do is in the Vipassana, the Cuencar, the guy from the guru from the meditation, well, he's passed away, but we have the recorder from him, and this meditation is only going in and out from your breathing, so you don't project anything. So this is, I understand that is the best meditation. You know, it's the best meditation because if not, you are thinking about, okay, I told you, look, thinking about a fly or thinking about whatever. Also, your mind is working. So the idea is try to not thinking about anything. But for people who are not get used to meditating, it's more difficult, you know. So I think... If people say, but how do the meditation? I want to put my mind in black or in white, no? But it's not so easy. It's not like, okay, you're sitting and you're like this. Yes. It takes time. I think everything is practice. Meditation, practice of the asanas in yoga. So you are continuing practice and practice, you see how is everything changing in your life.
When people like to contact to you and to have classes with you in yoga, how they can do you? You give private classes or you group classes or and where?
Yeah, it's still now I'm dealing with that because now when I come back to Gran Canaria, I have to see how is the how I want to manage. But yes, my idea is like I would like to give private classes. Because I think in private classes I can be more focused in that person, and also therapeutic classes. So if you have some kind of illness, whatever, I can find the good asanas for you that makes you feel much better and go more farther than that. Also, I think for me it's interesting to have different kind of classes, also global classes in the group, or like in the hotel. The only problem that I saw in the hotel is like I can continue in the progress, you know, because every day coming different people, they are coming 2 or 3 days, and I have to start again. So if really I wanted to improving in my profession, I needed to have in like a group or somebody and do that improvement with him. The main that I go learning for teaching what that person or that group need. But yes, and I have my webpage and Facebook, Instagram, and all that things for that information. Yeah, so. And I don't have. So I like a physical. Okay, and now I will come back to Gran Canaria, but I have maybe could live in. My boyfriend is working in Guatemala. He's a massages therapist. So maybe we could live in together, creating something like a business, or maybe at the beginning working for some hotels or things, but. I think our guests should be creating something like a wellness place for helping to the people. I think it would be very nice. Yeah.
So you like traveling quite a lot?
Yes, I like traveling a lot. Yeah, and really I really, well, I was traveling around the world. I was traveling in Asia and around 10 months, and also in the in Australia, New Zealand, and in this all this time I was learning different style of, even though they from yoga, and also teaching to the people in the yoga things. So yes, I can say my two passions are yoga and traveling. So I would like to, this is what I'm thinking, is like my boyfriend and me, maybe we're thinking of living between Canarias Island, I'd say Gran Canaria, but could be another, and Guatemala, or where, because he has a good job there, and later maybe traveling a couple of months. So really, I know, I don't want to say that I'm super static and I'm only going to teaching yoga in Canarias Island, you know, and flowing, and of course, if I had the opportunity, because I have the opportunity coming here to La Gomera, it was almost 1 week previous to coming, and in that moment I was quite free, so the universe coming that I was here in this interview now, and in the other past things, so I feel it quite well to have, be able to have this experience, you know, for learning for everybody. I say I teaching somebody learning from me, but I learn from another people, another thing. So it was, I can say, this 2 weeks here teaching in La Gomera, it was super nice experience, and I taking with me a lot of things for now again. Starting my new path in Gran Canaria.
And to travel and see so different cultures, like in Europe, like in Asia or Australia, is it a chance to learn something about life?
Well, for sure, yeah. I started traveling when in 2014, so 2 years ago. I'm from Madrid, and from that moment I was working before in a big multinational chemical industry. I was informatic, and I was working all my 7 years in that company, but before in total in 14 years. So really I was scared going out from there a little bit, but I know that it's something that I have to do, you know. I'm feeling so bad there, I say my life is not have any kind of meaning, you know. And now when I do that and I start in, I met so many different people. I met travelers like me, but also I met local people from in Thailand, in Malaysia, Australia. So they saw me different lifestyle, you know. And all that is lifestyle completely valid, you know. So when you go out and you see all the things, later you take care or you realize that your life is not so important. It's not so important in the meaning that okay, it's important for me, I want to be happy, I want to have a meaningful life. But maybe it's the problems that you have, or the things are more relative, you know. It's like, okay. And yes, and for me, maybe I think it was quite easy to adapt me to the different situations that I have there in the... Sometimes I was sleeping in no luxury places with 10 people more. Sometimes I sleeping by myself. I have good days, another was bad, and I was very far away, traveling with my backpack. And so, but yes, I think I am completely... I am completely different person that I was 2 years ago, but I am more than where I really I am. Before I was, I think I have what I have inside now is outside, and before maybe it was all inside and it was covered for layers, because for my family, the society, the friends, jobs, boyfriends,
conditionings.
And now I feel more free, you know. I'm feeling I did in my path. When I go out, I was traveling 10 months and without come fly from come back, so really I didn't know. And all that experience makes me feel more strong sometimes in my condition, and say, okay, if I could do that, I could do another things. For sure, still I have scared and frightened, and I think it's normal also when you have first time to face to face on a situation. But I think it's also nice, you know, having that, and since you are still alive, you're not feeling nothing, no scared, and everything is fine. But yes, I think these 2 years, but I still, for me, I think when people saw me picture, not only because I'm the beautiful places around the world or with my boyfriend, but I think they saw also that I have different light next to me. You know, it's not my aura, but it's like maybe they told me, ah, your smile is so beautiful, you are, no? And I think this is what I did it during my trip, and I'm now with my life. And sometimes I'm scary because I'm thinking, what is going on in my life in the next year, or, you know, because before, from Monday to Friday, I have my work, and the weekends my holidays, and later in the summertime. But now, you know, it's not like that. But I know I'm in the transition way also. I think now in the future I will have maybe with my couple something creative, more stable and in the way. But even though I enjoy of this path, you know, for learning all these new experiences for me.
Now you are more free.
Yeah.
And more happy, maybe.
Yeah. Super free and super happy. Yeah.
Is there another issue you like to talk about?
I don't know. I think we covered a lot of things. Yeah. Today I spoke a lot, and I only can say thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
And but if somebody want to know me, you can
put the information. Yes.
Don't worry. You are in Germany or whatever. I can move in. You need me. Maybe I can move in.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. And yes, I only want to say thank you for this opportunity to express how I am, how I feel in the life or my life, and I hope that it will be interesting for somebody what I say. Also, I think we can learn for everybody, and also where I have very good connection, because in here La Gomera is not very good. I would also review the other videos for the people in the webpage, and for sure looks what I saw in, like over super quickly looks very interesting. So I think it's nice I find people or community we can share in thoughts and or ways of thinking, and because I think the life is more that's what we see, you know, there's something more out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ah, well, another thing, I did it also, I have the second level of Reiki, so I believe also in the energies, and, you know.
You more. Give also Reiki sessions?
I give it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, it's no, like, I'm super deeper on that, but I give it, like, maybe for more my friends, and not, like, professional on that. But still, sometimes in the yoga, I remember some classes that I put the hand on the head of the people and things like that. So, but I say, all of us, we are connecting in one way and another, and it's nice to find people who are to that vibration, and you can share it, because for me this is what we have more meaning, you know, it's anything more than that.
Okay, then thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you very much for asking me to come, and I hope that you have a very good life together.
Yes.
And
yes.
And have a lot of views this interview.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, bye bye.
See you.
Thank you.